again, 11.
I guess if I'd never kissed you.
These young kids, this new generation don't understand, you know. It's not their fault because there's no one here to teach them.
Aggressively, remember these words. Pope told you, original, east side, Detroit heat holders.
Boy, the home team, that is University of Detroit, sure gave those...
Still, it's a 14-point Detroit lead with...
And I am from the suburbs, and I was just a titsy-witsy concerned and offended by what was said on his act.
I mean, the audacity to an...
From the cradle to the grave, I rob what the fuck is, I kill what the fuck is, got ill with what the fuck is, smoking...
Brothers and sisters been saying that since the 60s, man. You know, I mean, what he said ain't nothing new. Now, it might be new to this new young generation. You have to understand, I'm an old nigga. You know, I used to be on stage with the Emeralds, you know. Like, I knew Nat Morris long before he was on drugs. You know, and my man here, you know, he's just doing this thing. He's speaking from the heart. You know, he's letting you know that he's not one of these guys that just started learning about black music or read about it or got educated about it, went and bought all the records, read about it, learned it, and going to study. You don't think they know what soul music is, you know what I'm saying, or black music. He's letting you know that soul music, black music, goes a lot deeper than the damn record collection, you know. It's part of an environment.
But I got a question for his last one. You know, on the label it says some of you niggas is bitches too.
Motherfuckers in my city call me out too. I've got the love in my heart for those like in the ass over half of these locals are in this house. Don't say I'm down with one of y'all.
And a lot of these people have to understand that it has to come from the heart. It has to come from your environment. And you have to accept it for what it is.
I'm
About your view of this whole issue of
what could be left without your body, nigga? So without your body, nigga. What? Who be that everyday bitch quick to blast ya? 16 in the clip when in the chamber folding bastard. You got your coma touch, I don't know where you be or where you wind up off a buckle with a G, nigga. Call me that.
You got to understand, you know, that's just part of me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, I am not a talented motherfucker.
Well, meanwhile, y'all, we keep on with the music going for you, girl. You better believe that, huh?
You know,
yeah.
Two nights ago,
what that?
A lady came up to me, kind of came up, strange thing happened.
What happened?
She took me by a house. Let me kind of explain to you what
happened. Well, go ahead. This is Bobby Ray. Explain it, brother.
Right now, that's just a feeling for me. It's something I do. That comes natural. Where, you know, again, whether I sell it, whether I don't sell it, it's a natural feeling for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got too many other problems in the world right now. You know, I'm not going to get too involved in it, but, you know, niggas out here is killing one another.
Derby.
Later on that Sunday.
And as far as musically, you know, I tell anybody in their motherfucking face, you did. I don't make music, you know. I don't make records for the mass majority to dance to. I make music for the small majority that listen.
Thank you.
Smile. Mm-hmm.